Disgraced Hollywood mogul Harvey Weinstein has had his 2020 rape conviction overturned in a stunning reversal of the foundational case in the hashtag MeToo movement. The New York Court of Appeals found Weinstein had not received a fair trial because prosecutors were allowed to call witnesses whose accusations were not part of the charges against him. The court ordered a new trial, but Weinstein will remain in prison for a separate rape conviction in California. Ashley Judd, one of the first actresses to go on the record with allegations against Weinstein, spoke following the court's decision.
First and foremost, I want to say that I stand in sisterhood and solidarity with all survivors of male sexual violence. And today is a day, like every day in American women's lives, when male sexual violence has intruded and disrupted our lives. There I am, planning to get my backcountry camping site reservations in Yellowstone National Park, for which I'm very excited. And I get the news from Jody Cantor of the New York Times that four judges at New York's court have voted to overturn Harvey Weinstein's sexual crimes conviction. This is what it's like to be a woman in America, living with male entitlement to our bodies.
Joining us now from San Francisco is our correspondent, Ira Spitzer. Good morning, Ira. Can you just remind us of the facts of this original case?
Yes, well, good morning to you. And Harvey Weinstein, as we heard there, was convicted in a New York court a few years ago in 2020 on sex crimes charges, both third-degree rape of one woman as well as sexual crimes against another woman, and sentenced to a prison term in New York State. And that the appeals court, his lawyers have been appealing that verdict for a few years now. The appeals court has now found that in their view that major mistakes were made by the judge who presided over that trial, and specifically the core of the appeal was that by allowing four women who said that they had been assaulted by Harvey Weinstein, but had not been convicted or had not brought charges against him, allowing them to serve as witnesses was something that now requires a new trial. They're basically throwing out the verdict. This was a controversial decision. 4-3 four judges voted for it and three against it in the appeals court. So it wasn't a unanimous decision. But now the New York trial will now have to be redone, which attorneys for the plaintiffs in that case say they are planning to do. It doesn't actually affect whether Weinstein is a free man or not, because he is serving concurrently a 60-year sentence that was levied here in California in 2022. So Harvey Weinstein remains in jail. However, that New York trial, that conviction has now been out, which, as we heard there from Ashley Judd and others, is, of course, a major blow for now to people who think that he certainly deserves to serve time for what he was convicted of just a few years ago.
Just having a few troubles with your line there. It's just a bit spotty. So if you're able to just sort of move around and find another spot, that would be great. What is the reaction been to this news in the United States and afar with such a big movement?
Well, there's been a lot of disappointment, certainly among advocates for happened. This is seen by many people.
Hi, Ira. We're just having a few issues there with the line there, Ira. It's just really spotting out, so we might have to just leave it there. That was Ira Spitzer, our correspondent in San Francisco, talking about the disgraced Hollywood mogul Harvey Weinstein having his 2020 rape conviction overturned.